play here in Mascot. It's nice.
WMFO Medford.
There is a man in a shiny suit. He's saying, get them off the streets and into the schools. But he knows what he does. He's got a middle-aged spread and he could never understand what's going on in my head. I'm gonna get him tonight. I'll teach him a lesson, all right. I'm gonna stop my telecasting to the television screen. Cause I don't like what's going down.
Dave, now will you open up the door?
Dave's not here!
Oh.
me in the fog. He said, I'll fix your right if you'll take old Jack, my dog. I said, wait a minute, Chester, I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy. Oh, won't you feed him well, feed him well, whenever you can.
Okay, good.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
And
I'm Professional skateboarder Tony Hawk here with Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck to remind you to get moving every day.
Because when you get moving an hour a day,
you'll have the energy to skate through anything.
Nice play on white, Doc.
That's how I roll, Bugs. So whether you like to work the half pipe,
now that's catching air,
kick the soccer ball around, or dance in your room,
just move it your way
for an hour a day.
The way you like to move, as long as you're moving.
Carve out some time every day and get active. Because it's time to do a 180 on what you think exercise is.
Because it can be whatever you want it to be. So be a player.
Be a player.
Get up and play an hour a day, Doc. Check out how to be a player at letsmove.gov.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At www.letsmove.gov. Let's hear that one more time, Doc. That's www.letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
Tell you a story about my boss, Sheldon Leonard. Sheldon Leonard, this is a true story. Sheldon Leonard is a man that hired me for iSpy. He brought me up to his office. He said, "I want you to be a spy." I said, "Okay." So we signed a contract, and the series was on. Was a hit. I don't complicate anything, man. So, Sheldon was married a long time ago, probably before there was hair. He's an old bugger. He's really old, Duke. And he took his wife on a honeymoon up to Niagara Falls. And this was when Niagara Falls was brand new. They didn't even give you a raincoat or nothing, you know. You just stood there, you got wet, and you came down, you smiled at each other, you know. And he tells this story. He said, "It was very cold that day, but the following morning, the sun came out and it shone brightly. And the temperature went up to 99. So I said to my bride, why don't we take a little dip in the wonderful lake?" And his bride looked at us, "Yes, shall." Yeah, they talk a lot. "I believe we should." And he did. Went forth, put on his bathing suit, his beautiful body, which has since gone bad on him. And he went stepping with his little 4'11 wife. Frankie's beautiful. She's just 4'11, just built like regular little wife. And he went walking, got to the edge of the lake, and it was 99 out. And he said, "My dear, I believe I should take a plunge." That's the way they used to talk in the old days, you know. You had to tell your wife everything you're gonna do, you know, even if she was standing there looking at you, you know. "My dear, I believe I will walk to this board." "Do it, do it." She said, "Are you with me?" She said, "Yes, Sheldon, I'm with you." And he went up and he hit the diving board. And he did soar into the air. Up, up, up. Forming a great swan dive. Yes. Now, we will pause a second, leave our hero stranded in the air. We'll hold him, don't worry about it. He won't drop, he's still up there. And we will say, he is about to plunge into a what?
Lake.
Uh-huh. And how do you get lake water?
Well, usually what happens is the water runs down from the mountain.
Yes, and how do you get it?
Maybe the snow will melt.
Right. Does it ever really get hot?
No.
And so he is about to dive into what?
12 degrees.
Now we pick up our hero at the peak of his swan. And he is now descending and he's coming down and boosh, he hit the water. And immediately he said, "My body turned into a giant goose pimple." "And as I submerged, my eyes would not close because they too wanted to know what had hit them. My body began to drop into a ball. I touched bottom, thank goodness, and pushed up. And as my head broke through the water, I was facing my wife, about
30 feet away from her. And she stood there smiling. And I said to myself, why should I tell her? So I gathered every inch, every muscle, and I smiled. And I said to her, come on in, dear. The water's fine. And she hit the board and made a great swan. And when she came down, the tips of her fingers touched the water. And she made one of the greatest hand walks across the lake any man has ever seen. And stood on the other side and yelled great obscenities to me. So that's Shelby Clay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Detroit, Michigan. We're very happy to be here, and we're kind of blown away by how many people came out tonight, I have to say. Thank you very much.
Just a thought, but where did it come from? What does she do with it if it comes back? A note from his assistant there by the telephone. She sees it again as she turns out the light. it's all coming back as she's reading old letters that she did in the closet with the pictures she cherished and she kept to herself for a good 30 years. Now she closes her eyes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 2, 2.
Baby, don't you drive around with Dr. Bernice. She's not a lady doctor at all. Got hands like a man with hair on the back. She'll crush you in her embrace. Though the wind may whisper and moan sometimes, we all need a kind place to live. Though the wind may whisper and howl at your door, we all need the comfort of friends. Baby, don't you drive around with Dr. Bernice. That ain't a real Cadillac. It's a Delta 88, spray painted black, with fake leather seats from Juarez. Though the wind may whisper and moan sometimes, on a hot desert night it is still. Though the world may whisper and howl at your door, you're not obliged to let them all in. That faux Cadillac. If you must, please ride in the back. If you sing while you ride, you'll be a siren tonight. Spare this poor sailor's life from the rocks. Though the wind may whisper a melody now, we can't find a tune of our own. Though the world may whisper and blow in your face and tangle the hair on your head, on a hot desert night we can drive down the road and the stars will spell out your name. On a hot desert night, with the windows down wide, the sirens will sing me their song. And the ghost of the sailors who died on the rocks feel not a twinge of regret. Though the wind may tangle the hair on your head, you sing like a siren. The caravan stops at the oasis next to your heart. The soundtrack is played by some aged British queen on BBC Radio 1. Though the wind may whisper an epic sometimes, the cast must include Karen Black. Though the symphony strings shift with the sands, you sing like a siren to me. You sing like a siren to me. You sing like a siren to me.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Popo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang.
screw devise and screw down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. Time, jiving us that we were voodoo. The kids were just crass. He was the Nas with God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar.